Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Yeah,
with Toast and Butter Pecan. So, what? Really? No, I should be asking you the same question. The same damn question. Your name really, Dick Hugger?
Yeah.
What did Mickey Howard call you?
I don't know.
She called you a condom. Yeah.
She called me a condom.
She called you a condom. Isn't that a condom? A Dick Hugger? Of course, she was drunk, but...
Yeah, she was...
Ooh, goodness. But that was funny. She called you a condom.
Speaking of cons, I was at WonderCon this weekend.
Well, yeah. How was that?
It was really good. I had a great time.
So what's your funny story?
Well, you know, I'm at WonderCon first. I want to say, I want to hear from everybody. 646-929-2037 is the number that you can call me from, or call Butter.
Call from? Call
yeah.
Him at.
All right, Butter. No.
Okay, yeah.
Once again, 646-929-2037. And, as always, because I'm trying to be better, I'm being Sadie Hawkins here. If you got a phone shot, Mel, you got phone shots, you can hit Butter up at ButterCom at SmoothDrama.com. She welcomes all phone shots.
You can send it to SmoothDrama at SmoothDrama.com, and then we both get it. We both get it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, don't you want to see those two?
No.
Mm. Okay, Mr. Dick Hugger. So I want to hear about your funny story at WonderCon.
Well, you know, WonderCon is held in San Francisco.
Uh-oh.
San Francisco is a different kind of city.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really different. As most folks know, San Francisco is the gay capital of America.
Yeah.
North America. So... I mean, it wasn't really a shock to me to see the overabundance of gay superheroes. It was actually a shock to me. You know, taking pictures and whatnot, which of course I'll be posting on the site, smoothdrama.com. I got to see Flash and Superman kissing.
Woohoo!
I didn't think I'd ever see that in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where they were tonguing it down?
They didn't necessarily tongue, but they, you know, they got in, you know, it was like somebody was taking pictures, and I happened to be there because it was a bunch of costume individuals, you know, it's what happens at cons, people with all costumes up and whatnot. So, costume individuals in the bunnies there. And all of a sudden, you know, somebody, I was like, hey, let me get a picture. They're like, all right. And homie just grabbed Flash and was like, give me some. Wow. And they got all wet with it.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of shocked me. But then I was like, oh, I'm in Frisco.
Yeah, you were in San Francisco, so.
Yeah.
What were you, Do they have this up there every year?
Yeah.
Is it a Comic-Con?
No, of course not. No, Comic-Con is the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Basically, well, double the Super Bowl. But, you know, Comic-Con is the big daddy of all daddies. You know, WonderCon is like the auntie.
Okay.
But it was pretty nice. Comics and, of course, your overabundance of people in nice garb.
Yeah. Were you in costume?
I had my smooth drummer costume on.
Oh, did you take another picture with Kermit the Frog?
No, there was actually no Kermit there.
Really?
But I did see some people who actually have been to the con here that I recognize. I recognize Vixen. There's a girl who wears the Vixen outfit. Vixen is.
Oh, she was there too?
Yeah. I recognize. I was like, I've seen this girl before. I guess she traveled cons and dresses up.
Well, I wonder if she recognized you too.
Probably not.
Why?
I'm just a guy.
So?
There's thousands of guys there.
I don't know. Did you wear your smooth? You wore your smooth drummer shirt at Comic-Con.
Yes. I had a jogging suit on at WonderCon because it was a tad bit colder.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, just a tad bit. Oh. And it was kind of raining too.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah, it was really nasty.
Yeah.
But, of course, I am a trooper. I'm strong. Well, my muscles.
What?
I want to say congratulations. I would say, of course, congratulations to the women's NCAA champions, UConn.
Oh.
Those are some bad girls. 78 in a row.
Really?
Yeah, they have forgotten how to lose.
What about the guys?
Congratulations to the Duke Blue Devils who pulled out a nail biter last night. That was a great game. Also, come down to the last shot too.
Really?
It was a great game. You know, I was like, wow, Butler's gonna win the
title. I know. Everyone thought Butler was gonna win.
Yeah, but Butler didn't. They lost. Duke won. And so, all the people who hate Duke, which is a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, Duke won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah, Duke won.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it, because, you know, I'm cool with it. And I have to do my bowing down in the smooth drama NCAA tourney challenge. I didn't come in first place.
Oh.
I came in second place.
Who came in first?
I bow down to my main man, Jay Badman 14.
Who's that?
Jay Badman, he's a listener, a friend of mine, and he actually picked Butler to go to the finals.
What does he win?
He wears my undying gratitude and a night out.
He doesn't get anything from the smooth drama store?
Sure. What would you like to give me from the smooth drama store, Bunny?
I don't know. I haven't even been in the smooth drama store in a long time. We can get him a coffee mug. How about that? We'll get him a coffee mug. How's that?
Coffee mug
for the winner. NCAA
Smooth Drama Challenge.
There we go. So Jay, who was it that won?
Jay Badman 14.
If you're listening, you just won a Smooth Drama coffee mug.
Why not the phone?
And what?
Why not the phone?
That's for women. And if you're listening, you won that, and you can Where, you know where to find them, right? Where to send them the mug. Right?
Yeah, I can get his information.
Okay, that way we can have the mug sent directly to JBadman14. He just won a coffee mug. See, we give away prizes and all that good stuff.
Yeah, JBadman. I bow down to your NCAA review.
He beat you. That's funny, man.
For somebody who wasn't even in it, I wouldn't talk.
That's funny.
Now,
you came in second.
I came in second.
How many people played?
We had 10 participants.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for all those who participated, thank you for participating. Woohoo!
And look forward to beating y'all next year.
Next year.
I will have my revenge.
How?
I'm going to win it next year.
Didn't you do one at work?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see? That's a good thing.
I never did.
It's a very good thing.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, hold on 1 second. I have somebody calling me. Hello?
I don't care about people calling you.
Yeah.
What kind of ghetto family you sit in this? So, hold on, everybody on the radio show. I've got a call.
So right now, we're about to call you in about a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to call you, okay?
Yeah.
So the number's on kind of 00000. But make sure you
don't do all this on the air.
Okay. All right.
You really don't do all this on the air.
Yeah. That was our guest confirming that we're gonna call him and that we're gonna play his song right before we call him. So, and you know how some of our guests try and not take our calls, so I wanted to warn him that it was a 000. They just look at the number and go, "Who the hell is this?" and they don't answer. So I had to warn him. But that was cool. We actually had a responsible guest that called to confirm.
Yeah.
J-Red, you were a responsible guest.
Very responsible. Group hug.
Group hug. Hey.
But...
Hi.
Now, I got a question before we play the song.
What?
There was a woman who was accused of offering an undercover police officer sexual favors in return for World Series tickets.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did she do wrong?
I don't know. Did you find out?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If she got...
Solicitation.
No, but, you know, you... Somebody,
because that's worth money.
Okay, everything is worth money.
Right.
So if,
well,
if
okay,
I
I'll should, give you... She
a pair of shades.
What are these tickets worth?
I don't know. It depends on whoever.
Okay.
That
so find
right.
out. What are they
what
about her for?
World tickets.
What are they charging her with? What are they charging her with?
Well, they're charging her with solicitation.
Okay, there is your answer. Why are you asking?
There's
your answer.
I don't think she should be charged.
Well, speak your voice and write her city or the police, the people that arrested her.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. Okay.
So
all right.
He was like, look, if you can get any tickets, I need some ass. I'm like,
well, she wanted them tickets back, and he didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, it was an undercover officer. I'm
oh,
like,
undercover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I
don't know.
What the crime is.
Solicitation.
Okay, but that's like saying that you...
Well, let's find out if she...
I burned
exactly
the TV for you.
Let's find out if she gets convicted and then see what happens. Because if not... If she doesn't get convicted, then no harm, no foul. But if she gets convicted, we'll, you know, see what they charged her with, what they convicted her of, and the she, you know, got to do some research, dude.
I'm sorry. I don't see the problem.
Well, but you got to do a little more digging.
It's got nothing to do with digging. She shouldn't
find out. You got to find out. Call Kristen, and find out.
I'll find out, but she shouldn't have been charged.
Yeah, well, she must have done something else.
Well, I mean,
we don't know about.
Okay, but that's
that would be good journalism. Find out. Find out all the facts.
No,
because we're only hearing what they want to report, remember?
Okay, hearing what they want to report is about a woman who wanted World Series tickets, and she,
well, she might have done something else that we don't know about that they didn't report. They didn't put out there.
Special favors for World Series.
There might have been something else other than solicitation.
You can't even say it.
Maybe she was, what is it? She resisted arrest.
Ain't resist no arrest.
You don't know that. You don't, were you there?
She wasn't charged with resisting arrest.
Were you there?
No, but she wasn't charged with it.
Well, how do you know that? Now, who reported it? Have you seen their police report?
Philadelphia News. Look, you know, like,
seen the police report. There's a whole bunch of shit that we don't know about that they only put out there. Okay, this whole thing was not good. Okay, yeah, they reported that he cheated. But, okay, it didn't come out until way later that the wife was trying to beat him with the, well, we all knew that she was trying to beat him with the golf club, but of course the reporters reported that he ran into a tree. Well, my cat is meowing. So, but we got to play the song. We got to call our guest. So hit the play button for J Red's, I can't remember what the name of the song is. I know it's featuring Bobby.
Hey, yo, J Red. You might have to put on a red light for this one, homie. You know how we do, you in the group with Jay Red and Mr. Tupac, do not breathe. Might get some Cali love on this one, homie. Bring the finest chicks out, sign the kings, pretty now, holler at them, Red.
Started mommy chilling in the club, she was looking so fly, sexy, yeah. Short hair, cat twisted up, sip, sipping on Tennessee, Well, she's a 10, she's a hottie, and baby got a body on her. Kinda made me delusional, the way she was shaping that skirt, yeah. Pretty toes, no doubt, booty deep, peeping every time she moves out. I wanna work her out, and I can be sure to keep sucking me too. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your name. She leaned on over, put her lips on my ear. She said, Miss Janae. Yeah, I'm a hands-on type of joker. I was really digging your frame. Let's take a ride in my Rover. We can do a whole lot of things. You can bring your friends to have a party going down at my crib. And we can get it in. Nobody gotta know all the things that we did.
Drinking all that liquor, better not slip it, cause Bobby's gonna get ya. And now she's taking BT like a headache. Hit the thing from the back to the bed break. You feel good like twice in your leg shake. You wanna go to heaven, never been to that place. And the Glico got you open like a front door. I got you head over heels, what's the front for?
Soon as I saw you, baby, I knew that I wanted to. I messed around and caught your vibe. My swagger on, baby, what
before you do that, man. Okay. Hello? Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Okay. All right. We're going to call J Red. And that was Make Your Mind. Yeah, it was cool. I liked it. So, all right. Okay. What? I know. All right. We're calling him right now. You up there dancing, huh? Bumping it. Hello, hello.
You've just reached J Red.
Oh sorry, my goodness.
Come to the phone right now.
No.
Please leave a message.
Man, they gonna talk about. Hold on, I'm gonna try him again. We gonna talk about if he only answers the phone. okay, sure. I'm calling the right number too.
Hello?
Jay Red.
Jay Red, what's good?
What's good? That was a good song.
Are you feeling that zone?
Uh-huh. You had, up and moving about his living room, getting ready to go to the club.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Huh, Dick? Where are you? Dick? Uh-oh. We lost Dick.
Uh-oh.
I lose Dick all the time. It's not a good thing to lose Dick. Let me. Oh, goodness gracious. That was a good song. I like that song.
I'm glad you're feeling it. I'm glad you're feeling it.
Well, there was a lot to choose from, too.
Yeah. I just try to make good music. You know what I'm saying?
That was a. Okay, well, you're not there. Okay. Okay, well, you and I will just talk for a little bit. I don't know. He must have been moving around in the living room. He even commented that was a good track.
Okay.
That was a good track. Good track. So where are you at?
I'm in Greenville, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. I got all my Carolinas mixed up.
Yeah, it's the North Carolina and the South Carolina. Both of them are in the South.
Are you out in the country?
Yeah, I'm in the country.
You in the country. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a country boy.
Let me try him one more time. I don't know what the problem is with him. We're gonna make fun of him now.
Okay.
You can settle a score with us. We were arguing before we called you. Before we played your song. Oh, yeah.
What's I arguing about now?
We were talking about a woman who got, how come he not, you know what? I bet you his internet got disconnected. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we'll just let him get reconnected. So he brought up a story about a woman that got arrested for offering sexual favors to an undercover cop for some World Series tickets.
From what kind of tickets?
World Series.
Okay.
And she got arrested for solicitation.
Right.
But, okay, Dick didn't understand what she did wrong. He didn't see anything wrong with what she did. And I said, okay, she was soliciting herself.
Right.
And said, what? So? He doesn't see that as being wrong. And I said, well, it took place in Philadelphia. So we're arguing back and forth. And, you know, and there's always more to a story that we don't always hear. She might have been resisting arrest or doing something else that got her arrested. We just hear that she was, maybe that's the initial thing that happened was that she offered sexual favors for these World Series tickets. And then maybe it escalated to something else, but when she got arrested, that's what came out. So I was saying, did you see the police report? And maybe we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were arguing about that. What do you see anything wrong with, I mean,
Well, the question that I have is, was the police officer working undercover, or was he just an undercover police officer?
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he was just an undercover police officer, and, you know, and he wasn't actually being employed, he wasn't on the clock at that time, he should have let that go. Or he should have just said, well, you know, I got to let you know something. I'm the man, but, you know, I'm going to let you slide, but, you know, you need to stop doing that.
Well,
so my question is, was he on the clock, or was he off the clock?
Which one are we talking about?
Hello, Dick.
Hello.
Nice to see you can join us, Dick. What happened to you?
I have no idea. What's up, J. Red?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling your style, man.
Man, I appreciate that. I really do.
We're talking about the conversation we were having before we played his song.
Oh,
about
the woman
who got arrested. And he brought up a good question. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Well, my question was the undercover police officer working undercover, or was he just an undercover police officer? Was he on the clock, or was he off the clock?
I'm going to assume that he's on the clock because
You can't assume. Because we're only reading what was put out there. But Dick doesn't see anything wrong with what she did. So,
I don't see the problem.
I guess in Philadelphia, it's against the law to solicit yourself.
Yes, it is.
It's against the law everywhere but Vegas. That's not the issue. The issue was that she asked for tickets and she offered a sexual favor for a ticket. She wasn't on the street, none of that. I'm like, hey, if, you know, she was going to suck him off for a ticket and he was cool with it, what? That's it.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? All right. Okay. Let's get past this. So Jay, okay, he's calling out of North Carolina. Here I was saying South Carolina. My geography's all screwed up.
Yeah,
so,
there's a big difference.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and there is a Greenville, South Carolina too.
Damn, they just trying to confuse the hell out of a girl.
Yeah. Greenville, South Carolina is much, much larger than Greenville, North Carolina.
Did you know that, Dick?
No.
Okay.
I just know that, you know, I was reading your bio, man, and definitely, I got tired reading your bio. You a busy man.
I know. I was like, dang.
You got a lot going on. I mean,
you know, music.
I mean, you're acting in plays.
That's right.
Music, studio
engineer. Yeah, man.
I mean, tell me what it's like. I mean, for the first with the play.
The play is outstanding. The play is off the chain, man. It's a play called You Love the Wrong Man, and my wife actually wrote this play.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's out of this world, man. I mean, it's up there with Tyler Perry and all those cats, man. I mean, I know some people may say, man, it's far-fetched. No, it's not far-fetched at all. You just got to come see the play.
Okay.
Well, I mean, tell us what's the context of the play, You Love the Wrong Man. I like the title, first off.
Uh-huh.
Well, I gave it the title. You pat me on the back for the title. But actually, a quick summarization of what the play is about. It's about a young girl that falls in love with an older guy, and the older guy is a real close friend of the family, and everything comes out in the end, and it turns out that the older guy that she's in love with has been with just about everybody, all the rest of the women that's in the place.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's off the chain then. And then at the end, the family forgives the young girl, and the guy that she was being with, he gives his life over to Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a, it's a very quick review what I just gave you guys, but it's, you got to see it, man. I mean, the way it all unfolds, you would never believe it.
And this is in North Carolina that it's playing?
Yes, it's in North Carolina.
I like going to quality plays. I mean, are you planning on going anywhere else besides North Carolina?
Well, right now, we're looking at Virginia. We're going to pretty much tour the East Coast, Virginia, Baltimore, New York, South Carolina, down to Atlanta, and generate, you know, make a big enough buzz to go out there where you guys are out in Cali.
Okay.
Yeah. So all eventually right. We're gonna come on your side of the state.
We're there.
Yeah, we are there.
I
love plays. I used to love going to plays. It's just now that there's not really any that really spark my interest.
Yeah, they're kind of dull.
And yours, the premise, it sounds like something that I wouldn't mind, you know, paying money and sitting down and watching.
Well, we're going to have it on videotape at the next one. We're going to have a videotape, and we're going to have DVDs made of it.
Oh, cool.
And I'll send you guys a copy.
Okay.
All right.
You sit down and chill with it.
Break out the popcorn.
Bring out the popcorn and just
nice.
And give us a review. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Where can we find your music? Where can people buy your music?
Right now, it's available at iTunes, Nokia, that's about any of the sites where you go and download MP3 files and download music. Also, you can also find it at my own website, which is Soul Mop, like you're mopping the floor. You go to soulmop.com and you can pick it up there as well.
Soulmop.com. Where'd that name come from?
It's an idea I came up with. Pretty much, we're going to mop up in the business of soul music.
There you go.
I like that. No, because that's what I was going to say. You got some soul to your music. I can feel that in there.
You
got that soul edge, that something that's missing nowadays.
Thank you. I really appreciate that compliment, Dick, because I'm going to tell you, man, you know, a lot of these cats coming out now, I mean, they have no soul, none whatsoever. It's just pretty much sing-along music. They're using auto-tune and, you know, no expressions. You don't get no feeling from it or nothing. It's all beat-driven, a hot beat and a hook that sounds pretty decent. And, oh, the song is number one. And it's like, come on, man.
Right.
That's not music.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I was, like, listening to it like, man, this is not an ordinary R&B cat. You know, I don't care for R&B. I'm a soul guy. You know, I'm a Donny Hathaway, Marvin Gaye kind of guy.
Yeah.
So you remind me of that.
Yeah.
That's where you at for me.
That means a whole lot to me because that's what I'm going after. And that's the reason why I named my company Soul Mop, because people are going to know and they're going to identify that. Everybody on my label has soul. We got soul. You know what I mean? So, I really appreciate
like
that
comment. Yeah, soul, you know, and looking in the bio, you know, they're talking about how you was big over in Europe and whatnot. It's kind of funny how overseas soul is big, but here nobody loves soul.
Nope.
It's like this place for soul, but nobody loves soul.
Well, the thing that we have to remember is the United States, we created soul music. We created jazz. We created hip hop. We created this music, and we take it for granted a lot. Other countries try to mimic us so bad, and they can't really do it. So what they try to do is build relationships with new artists before they get large in the States and bring them over to their country and blow them up and build a relationship. you know, because they have so much of a keen interest in what we're doing. You know, radio now in the United States, if you don't have a budget of $40,000, $50,000 for one single to be played for 8 weeks, you can hang it up. It's not, you're not gonna make an impact at all.
Yeah, that's a damn.
And it's sad. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad, man. That's why you keep hearing the same songs over and over and over on the radio, because these major record labels, they're paying that money.
Well,
yeah,
I don't listen to the radio. I can't even remember the last time I turned on FM radio. It just don't happen.
It's been years. Yeah, and people, I'm in my mid-30s. And one thing about soul music is it's very rare that you'll run into a soul singer, true soul singer, that's in their teens or below their teens. You're not going to really have them because you got to go through some things in life to be able to sing and put emphasis on certain words in a way that the listener will connect with you. But if you haven't gone through none of this stuff, or you don't know anybody that has gone through it, you haven't seen it with your own eyes, you know, you can't emphasize certain points in a song and put that emotion in the song to build that contact with another person's soul. You can't do it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you definitely have to have gone through some stuff. And I think when you talk about soul music, I look at it like you said, one, you've gone through some stuff, but it's like you're putting your feelings into it. You know, a lot of times I think these auto-tune songs, whatnot, it's just like, well, this is what I got to do to make a hit record. They not grabbing the mic. And they not putting their heart and soul, or stealing the line from Lawrence Fishburne and What's Love Got to Do With It, putting some stink on it.
Right. And you know what? And another thing, I think we have these crazy A&Rs out here to blame for this, man. Because these A&Rs, they're the ones that's looking for these little kids, all kids.
Uh-huh.
They want, you know, if you're 28, oh, you're too old. Man, you can go over to the UK and be 48, and if they like your music, they're going to play it. You're going to start charting. You're going to do shows. You're going to make plenty of money. It's ridiculous, man. It's really ridiculous.
Look at it like, yeah, I think you're in your – I thought that 28 and up, you're in your prime. I thought.
Man, they look at 28. You say you're 28 and you just coming out. You just coming through your first go around at 28. Nah, you're too old, man.
Too old. Well, look at the new artist that Usher groomed. What's his name? I want to call him Justin Bieber. His name is Justin Bieber.
Right.
Who was 14
years old.
Usher found him on YouTube.
Yeah.
You was out there looking for youngins to, to take under his wing.
Yeah,
you're not looking for older ones.
Yeah, I mean, we know everybody's looking for the next Michael Jackson, but it's like, hey, look, that kind of talent don't come every day.
It's a
generation type deal.
It definitely you're right, and the thing is, a whole generation is getting skipped over. My generation, we're getting skipped over. When we go to the club and they're playing all this kiddie music with auto-tune, we don't want to hear that. But we may like the beat, but we want to hear a mature voice on that beat, singing something that we can relate to.
Thank you.
And that'll keep us happy. But it's a whole void that needs to be filled. And I'm here to feel it. I'm going to feel that void as much as I possibly can.
Hey, I'm down with you. I mean, Lord knows we need some good music like yesterday. I mean, because good music is like bad people having kids. We got more bad people having kids than good people having kids. So
that's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Just remember, when my album, when my full grown album comes out, the name of the album is Full Grown.
Full Grown. That's what I'm talking about. Grown man music.
Yes, and I have some of the new school type of music with grown lyrical content, grown vocals, you know what I'm saying, things that you can relate to. I also have some of the mature type of music, you know, step music, you know, that's grown.
Oh, okay.
And the lyrical content is right there where we would want it to be, you know what I mean? So I simply titled it Full Grown, man. You know, you got to be, and the kids are going to like it too because of the beat and the way the beats are and everything. But at the same time, it's going to, when they're trying to sing along with me, at one point, I'm going to lose them. Because you got to be able to sing along with it.
Yeah, but you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I think what it is, though, is in them situations, I don't think that mm-hmm. you'll lose them. I think you'll just raise their level. I think that's what, you know, I looked at a group like the Fugees. They raised the level of the game where it wasn't just for gum. You know, they played live instruments. They could sing. They could perform.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't think you lose them. I think that you'll actually stand out because you're a different voice. You're a soul voice. You don't care about being different. You know, different is good. When everybody sounds the same, I'm going to look at somebody that's different, that dare to be different. And
I'm going to do everything I can, man. I'm going to do everything I can and try to at least bring some R&B soul back into the game. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to try and do that, you know. But
so when is this album dropping?
I actually pushed the date back to June 1st. That's the first Tuesday in June.
I got to wait.
That's when we're going to drop. I'll get you guys a special copy out.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Because you know I want to pump it.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to hear him coming down the street.
That's what's up though. I appreciate that kind of love.
You know
I'm gonna bump it right where it's
supposed to be bumped.
But
you know I'm coming with it,
bringing
the soul to your driveway.
That's what's
all
up.
Right.
I appreciate that.
So talk about some of the people you work with and who you looking forward to working with.
Well, in the past, I have worked with Big Bub. I don't know if you guys remember him from back in the day. He was in a group called Today. I worked with Big Bub. I worked with Chad Hugo from the Neptunes, the Korean guy that's the second half of Pharrell. I did some work with him. I did some work with Missy Elliott out in Virginia Beach. I did some work with Teddy Riley out at Future Studios in Virginia Beach. I was in a group called Average Guys, and we were based out of Virginia Beach. So that's how I ran to all these people and got invited to studios. Because I wasn't starstruck, you know, I would go in, sit down, listen, you know, I wouldn't act all like, oh my God, it's Teddy Riley, oh my God. No, I'm like, yo, you're a person just like I am. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're a person just like I am. You got a break, and if I get a break, you know, I'm just looking for that break. That's all, you know, so,
right.
And everybody was cool with me, you know
break.
What I mean? Yeah, we need that break. We really need that break, and, but some of the people I would love to work with in the future, you know, my man Dwelle. Dwelle is a hot artist, man. This other cat name, I just saw him on the Monique show. Wow. He got a song, Living Like We Bulletproof. What is that guy's name, man? It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, you know, more of the soulful type of singers, man. I really don't want to work with many of the new guys coming out because they're not giving me, they're not impressing me with their vocal ability, you know. And I'm not saying I'm the best singer in the world by no means, but I'm just saying, you know, put your heart and soul into what you're doing, and people, your audience will be able to tell
Well, you know who I can see you working with, speaking on the soul tip? You know, I can see you with Rafael Sadiq.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Rafael Sadiq. I'm still trying to think of this other cat's name, man. Wow. I cannot believe I can't think of homeboy's name. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson. I would love to work with Jennifer Hudson, too, man.
Yeah, Jennifer. She's got a big voice.
And you know she can take it there. She can take it all the way there. I think what Neo has done with her is pretty much calm her down to where she'll be more like a crossover type of artist that would get all audiences. And that's cool, but to me, you're still going to get all audiences if you be soulful. You're still going to get all audiences. Look at Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye had the whole world in his hands.
Right.
You know, and he was one of the most soulful singers in the world.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about. I mean, and I'm, you know, like people who perform in live and can do that same thing. There's no difference between you live and in the studio. I think that comes across, too. I think that's the number one crossover right there. I mean, we know that's how Mike got to be so big, because when he did a live show, he blew your mind. And he sung it.
Oh, yeah.
He sung through you. And that's, you know, I think that's one of the things when you talk about crossing over. I think your talent speaks for itself.
It will. It definitely will, man. The artist I was trying to name was Raheem Devine.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all up on him, man. Yo, dude, he is incredible, man. Now, that Joker got so much soul, man. He's out of D.C. This Joker got so much soul, man. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. You know, I would like to do some work with, you know, KC and JoJo. You know, because
KC. I haven't heard from them in a minute.
Yeah, they're having some issues, but, you know. Hopefully everybody will bounce back and bring everything back to life. And I heard Blackstreet was getting back together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually on the internet. It's supposed to be Teddy Riley and Chauncey Black and two other new cats.
Why don't you roll down and pick up Lauryn Hill and bring her back?
If I had the power to do that, I would.
I like her.
Yeah,
he lost her mind, man. I don't know what happened after she got up with the Marley. What was that Marley cat name?
Yeah, Rohan. Yeah, she got with Rohan and I don't know.
She lost her mind, man. I think she literally lost her mind.
I mean, because as far as singers with talent and content, I mean, she was number one with a bullet. I saw her live.
Oh, yeah, man.
And as you know, she was like mind-blowing.
I did a show with the Fugees when they were the Fugees. We opened up for the Fugees at Elizabeth City State Homecoming. And I got a chance to meet all three of them. And, man, they were the coolest, three of the coolest people, down-to-earth, cool, you know, laid-back, you know, carefree. I mean, it was like, you know, you feel certain energy off of people, man.
When I was sitting there talking to
Lauryn, man, the energy was just so much energy was coming off of her, man. It was amazing, man.
Oh no, I know, because when they were here, they were in San Diego, and this was their first album, not the second album where they blew. She's just walking through the club, giving dap to everybody, talking about we gonna tear it up. And you know, I mean, she was talking to just regular people, no security bodyguards, none of that. She was a regular person, and you know, and that's rare.
It's very rare, and the audience loves it. Because you don't try to separate yourself from them. You just a regular person. You know,
yeah, that's another thing
to get a break.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that's happened. I think that because the artists are separated from the audience and they don't get to mingle, the people don't get to feel the artist, and the artists don't get to feel or get a feel for what the people really want. You know, you can get a
but
vibe.
You know what, man?
You know, as you as a performer, you can get a vibe from the audience on what they want, and you can feed into that and give it to them.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And I'm going to tell you something else. You're going to find out that there are a lot of independent artists that are making great music, man. I mean, I've heard some independent artists that's just off the chain because they get to go to the studio and put down what they want to put down without an A&R standing there saying, no, you got to do this and you got to do that. I mean, they're actually able to go to the studio and put their heart and soul in their work. And
right. You
can tell it when you listen to it, you know?
Oh,
so,
no.
I mean,
and that's that part that you were talking about when you were talking about the crazy A&Rs and how they don't let the artists be themselves. And so
right. When
you don't let the artists be themselves, you don't get that soul because it's not them, it's their representative. You know what I mean?
Right. And at the end of the day, the listener wants to hear some great music that's going to get them through the day. That music may even get them through a divorce, a breakup, or somebody died in their family. A certain song can take you away from that for 5 minutes or 4 minutes and a half. You know what I'm saying? And we need that. But with all this popcorn music going on with no feeling or nothing, it's like, man, dang. Can I hear some type of...
Well, what I like is the fact that you actually started your own production company so that you can cultivate that style and you wouldn't have to worry about no crazy folks. I think that's another lesson that needs to be put out there. I know you're looking for your break, whatnot, but sometimes you got to make your own breaks and sometimes you got to stay true to yourself and eventually you'll get that shot and opportunity.
Well, and another thing, I appreciate that too. I appreciate that compliment. And another thing that comes with that is, you know, when people say, I want to make it in the music business, I mean, what does making it really mean? Does making it mean you have to have a $17 million house with 19 cars and, you know, and all that? Or does making it mean, you know, you living comfortably, and your music is taking care of you? I mean, you go do a few shows, you make some money, you know, you make some records, you make money, and you get royalties off of your spins, and you and your family don't have to worry about your lights being turned out. Is that making it?
Sounds
to
like
me,
it's making it to me.
That's what it sounds like to me. You know what I'm saying? And I just take that approach. I'm not one of these materialistic type of dudes out here, you know. Yeah, I want my wife or my family to have everything that they want, but I still want them to know that you got to work for it. You ain't gonna get it or just fall in your lap. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know. So I'm just thankful for every opportunity I get to spread my music around, like the opportunity you guys are giving me now, Smooth Drama, you know, to sit down and talk with you guys and the listeners, and just, you know, spread my music and my ideas and receive love back from the audience. Now, I appreciate every opportunity I get from that, man. I want you guys to really know I appreciate you guys allowing me to come on your set.
Coming on. And, you know,
yes,
it's funny you was talking about a lot of independent artists. I mean, because, you know, we basically deal with a lot of independent artists. And for the most, I mean, there's, of course, it's the same as the regular artists on labels. There are some that are terrible, but then you got two or three that's like, yeah. You know, they got something there. It's just, are they going to get that shot to show the world what they got? You know?
And you know that shot comes from financial backing. You got to have that. I mean, you got to have that financial backing. And I just found a niche, man, when I put that stuff on the internet and I saw these people from England and Japan just buying my stuff like crazy. I didn't care where the money was coming from. You know what I mean? Yeah, I wanted the people of the United States to buy it.
I got an idea for a tour, man. I think that more people should go to like comic book conventions and put their music out. The movie executives go there. As we're talking about, like here in San Diego, the Comic Con draws 100,000 to 150,000 people for 5 days.
Really?
Really? I was just at WonderCon in San Francisco. They had over 20,000 people there. And I think that if you follow that, you made a deal with different comic book companies, like I will share a booth with you because you can both help each other out. I think you could, that would be the kind of new wave of marketing, because you guarantee the whole, that you got all these eyeballs, and they're going to be there for the duration of that convention.
Wow.
And that thing, people don't know about, I mean, but those are like hip-hop, there's regular people there.
And there's people that come from all over the world to the convention.
Right.
Right.
And if you're at this convention, I mean, we're talking about 100,000 people every day.
That's off the chain right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's off the chain.
Yeah, my mind.
All across the
United
States.
My mind is ticking hard now. You got my mind ticking, bro.
We can talk about it. I was telling another friend of mine that very same thing. Like, y'all, you know, as an independent artist, there's no booking. You don't have to worry about no.
Well, you know, another good thing to do is a lot of these conventions that are in Vegas, because, you know, Vegas is the number one place for people to hold conventions. A lot of these companies are looking for music to represent their products.
Right.
You know, music sells things. If you look at commercials, music drives people to buy things.
It really does.
So a lot of these conventions that are being held in Vegas, San Diego, wherever, you know, New York, is a good starting place to really put your music out there. We are running out of time, guys.
We are.
Yeah.
We can keep going.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could talk for days.
Well, we know that your number. We can get in touch with you. I know how to get a hold of you through.
I want to get that album. I got to hear this album, man. I got the teaser song, but I got to hear this album. You didn't turn me out.
Well, I'm trying to do one last song, and we're going to do one last song with Sunshine Anderson. And there's going to be a nice love ballad, duet, mid-tempo type of ballad. So, and that's going to seal the deal. That's why we pushed it back to June 1st. But as soon as that's done, I'm going to get it out to you guys, man. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we want to
thank you for coming on
June
the show.
1st, the album drops. Jay Red, people, check him out at soulmop.com.
That's right.
And we thank you, Mr. Red, for being on the show. And until next time, you have an open invitation. And next time, thank you very much. And have a good evening.
You do the same. Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
Wow.
That was cool.
That was a great interview. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm Dick Hugger for Butter Pecan. Cool drama.
Until, next show is Urban 30, so people tune back in for Urban 30. Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth.
drummer.